For much of the nearly hour and 15-minute hearing, attorneys provided their own interpretation of what was done with both petitions and why. City and Borough of Juneau attorney Amy Mead referred to a constitutional requirement for the LBC to fully and fairly consider both competing claims for the overlapping area between Holcomb Bay and Cape Fanshawe before a boundary was set. But she says the LBC only considered whether the Petersburg petition met incorporation standards.
In a situation such as the LBC had before in this case, when there were competing claims for the same area and two pending petitions filed for the same area, the LBC was obligated to fully consider all of the competing claims. Nothing justifies the first-in-time approach that the LBC took in this matter. When there are competing pending claims, they're required to consider all of the claims in making their boundary decisions.
Ann Mead says that should have been done either as a consolidated petition or as petitions considered separately but fully. Mead says there was no hearing physically in the CBJ on the Juneau annexation petition, and the CBJ did not have the opportunity to fully present their claims. They were only able to present their claims on the Petersburg petition, and CBJ's own annexation petition was eventually set aside by the LBC, pending outcome of the December borough vote by Petersburg citizens. State Attorney Erling Johansson, representing the LBC, says Juneau's comments were not ignored. The CBJ annexation petition was accepted nearly 2 months before a multi-day public hearing in Petersburg that included witnesses from Juneau.
The commissioners had the entire volumes of Juneau's petition, all the backup material and everything.
Jim Brennan, attorney for Petersburg, says there was substantial evidence that demonstrated Petersburg's dominance in the disputed area with tourism and commercial fishing. But he also points to the Tracy Arm area that was carved out from the proposed Petersburg borough as the LBC recognizing Juneau's ties to that area.
In this case, Petersburg's efforts to form a borough had been pending for 5 years. Ms. Mead tried to equate the two. What Juneau did was just sit on their hands for all that time. They had the boundary commission's local or model boundary as encouragement to extend their boundaries. They'd had their own commission analyze possible annexation. They just sat on it. And so finally, at the 11th hour, when Petersburg's petition was getting ready to be set to be heard, that's when they filed their annexation petition.
Brennan also argued that requiring an amended boundary would invalidate the vote by Petersburg residents or force dissolution of the new borough, creating chaos and a legal mess. But CBJ's Amy Mead said during rebuttal that would not happen in this instance, and she said it was not their intent to invalidate the new borough anyway. Mead was accompanied at the appellant's table during arguments by Juneau Mayor Merrill Sanford, while Petersburg Mayor Mark Jensen joined Johansson and Brennan at the appellee's table. Juneau Superior Court Judge Louis Menendez patiently listened to all the arguments and asked only a few questions before making this comment.
I have the documents. We're starting to review them to a greater extent. We'll take it under advisement. Thank you for your time. It's been very interesting, and I've enjoyed this very much. Thank you, everybody, and thank you for your patience. Bring recess.
He's expected to issue an opinion anytime within the next 6 months. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.